Money and markets. The big story, of course, this week is the government shutdown over the budget. As I've said many times, I'm going to keep repeating it. The reconciling the $60 trillion of assets to $100 trillion of liabilities is a process that's going to take years. It's going to go on and on. If you want to understand all the challenges of that reconciliation, please go read my article, Coming Clean, Over the Fiscal Cliff, because I really felt it was so important that we had a detailed, sort of deep understanding and explanation of why this thing is just going to go on for years. So please don't get upset about this one. It's only the beginning. Indications today, the White House has endorsed a short-term debt limit increase with no policy conditions so that they can push out the borrowing authority out to November 22nd. And, you know, I think the chances of there being a default on government debt over these reasons are absolutely zero. There's no reason a president of the United States would ever risk a default for such a reason. The Republicans have, you know, one thing it's important to understand is that oftentimes laws are authorized and then money's not appropriated for it. So the House has authorized appropriations for all spending other than Obamacare. The president has simply said he's not going to accept those appropriations without getting one for Obamacare. I suspect that many Americans don't begin to understand how harmful Obamacare is going to be. It's the ultimate in 26-step processes again and again and again. So it's not just our money, it's our time. But and that's why the administration gave businesses a one-year relief. When they did that, they invited major political trouble because they're turning to the what has traditionally been a Republican constituency and said the Republicans can't help you, but we can, and leaving the Republicans looking very weak in front of not only the small business but the individuals who are not getting a get-out-of-jail-free card. So very surprising political move. I suspect the administration had no choice given the problems they had with implementation. The president announced Janet Yellen as the Fed chief. I suspect that the sort of current mess and the concerns it was causing in the market really put Yellen over the top. I put up a blog post yesterday or when Yellen was announced. Let me just read it to you because I think this is a very good outcome given what could have happened. I said, Janet Yellen has been announced as the new Federal Reserve Chairman. That's good news. She was the best candidate on the president's list. First of all, she is an adult. She has also experience within the Fed's bureaucracy, which matters given the constraints under which the chairman must operate. Finally, she is aware that humans exist and that they matter in a healthy economy. While financial fraud could make it possible and convenient for prior Fed chairmen to be indifferent to the right side of the balance sheet, the next appointee will be well served to be concerned with reality. I got a question from subscriber Catherine. Isn't this a figurehead position controlled by the banking cartel at all? Knowing the goals of the bank, are you suggesting that Yellen will just be nice along the way? What is the glimmer of hope you have? In one sense, I agree completely with a subscriber who asked that question. The Fed chairman at this point is very much constrained by many different conditions related to what the private bankers are going to do, require, operate. Remember, the Fed's operational capacity in many respects is limited, and the system is very much set up the way it is. At the same time, if you look at the choices and the major competitors to what to Yellen, we had people who I wouldn't describe as adults. I don't think that they are emotionally mature. I don't think they're interested in doing a good job. They have much more of a covert agenda. I think they have much bigger control files. And even though essentially at this point the Federal Reserve is what I would describe as the legacy systems, and even though you know, I would no more do or want that job than the man in the moon, we are always better off for having qualified people who are both ethical and competent. Someone asked me if I didn't feel badly. I had been invited to be a governor of the Federal Reserve in turned it down after I left the Bush administration. Somebody asked me, well, don't you kind of feel sad that it's Yellen and not you? And I said, absolutely not. Everybody has a purpose, and my purpose is in the world that's growing and not the one that's fading away. And if you look at what I believe is ultimately really going on inside the Federal Reserve, I just feel that morally it's not something I want anything to do with. So some of us are entrepreneurs, and some of us are, you know, sort of financial staff at the highest levels. And I am deeply appreciative of that somebody of Yellen's quality would be willing to do that job. Lord knows I would not. The financial markets continue to pretty much go sideways. The stock market's been a little bit off. There are many reasons to expect correction in the North American markets, but it'll be interesting to see how they respond when the markets, when the debt decision finally gets made. We've seen precious metals trading off. We have yet to find a bottom on precious metals. And my concern is until we find that bottom, we don't know if we're back in a primary or we're still in a primary trend. I've said the primary trend needs to reassert between now and March. And I believe that's the case. There are others who believe it could take longer. I'm not sure I have the patience beyond March. So let's see what happens. But precious metals is acting weak. And it broke this morning, the 1300 line. So let's see how it does for the rest of the week. I'm going to be with Franklin Sanders next month. We'll be talking about precious metals. But I'll be watching it very carefully and report to you. Interest rates holding their own. The dollar strong despite what's happening, I think. So let's see what happens after the shutdown. Or stronger than one would expect. Two articles I wanted to point out in the blog. One is Airbnb is really leading the way in terms of helping people start to look at places and the value of places, because it ties to the rent that they can get. And I think it's a very interesting little piece. It's up on the blog. Airbnb's chief map maker charts the world's neighborhoods, and we're going to, it's all part of the planetary debt for equity stop swap. We're really going to start to see a tight correlation between the sort of how wonderful a place is for humans and life and the value of the real estate in that place. Another quick commentary up this week. Tesla is now number one. The new Tesla S model is now number one in Norway with a market share of 5.1%, which just shows you how wonderful life can be in a country that has a sovereign wealth fund and doesn't drain and pump and dump the population. So don't you wish you lived in Norway? It is a bit cold. Anyway, Ask Catherine, we have an unbelievable... Oh, first let me do Hero.